Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace Family of Museums, with another Memphis Moment. The Memphis Red Sox were one of the most exciting teams in the Negro League in the 1930s and 1940s, and catcher Larry Brown created a lot of that excitement. He was known as one of the best catchers in the Negro League, a brilliant defender of home plate, throwing out runners with cool precision and snagging wild pitches with ease. Brown quit his job on the railroad in 1920 to join the Indianapolis ABCs. Soon after, he briefly joined the Memphis Red Sox, but he then moved around from 1925 to 1938, playing for several different teams. He helped the Chicago American Giants win the 1926 Negro World Series. In 1930, he caught 234 games in a row, a challenge even by today's standards. Legend has it that Ty Cobb was so impressed with Brown when they played together in the Cuban leagues that he offered to pay the catcher to learn Spanish and pass for Hispanic to play for Cobb's Detroit Tigers. But Brown returned to Memphis in 1938 and stayed with the Red Sox for the rest of his career, eventually becoming the club's manager. He retired from baseball in 1948. To learn more about all of our region's history, visit us at the Pink Palace Family of Museums or on Facebook or at memphismuseums.org.